It was a big headline grabber after new Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs ordered a review of the death penalty process. New Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays put a halt on executions, and the death penalty is just one of the myriad topics that she talked with us here at KTAR about, with Gatos and Chad and with KTAR's Martha Maurer. Mays told us that she doesn't oppose the death penalty, but executions won't resume until some stuff gets answered.
What drugs are being used, the skill level of the folks inside the Department of Corrections who are conducting executions.
Now, Mays says she wants
for justice to be done, and because this is being done in the name of 7 million Arizonans, it must be done competently.
Executions resumed just last year in Arizona after an almost 8-year pause. It was a hiatus that started after it took 2 hours and 15 doses of a 2-drug cocktail to put convicted killer Joseph Wood to death in July of 2014. While Wood was on the gurney, he gasped and snorted hundreds of times before dying. Once again, May says she's for the death penalty, but wants to make sure it's carried out the right way. She says she will no longer, and Jamie just mentioned this, engage in political lawsuits, and she's pulling out of lawsuits that she considers to be political in nature that her predecessor, Republican AG Mark Brnovich, took up. And she now plans to withdraw from a number of suits over the next few weeks, and started by withdrawing Arizona from a student debt suit filed against the Biden administration.
I just think that there were a number of lawsuits, including that one, that were filed by my predecessor that were highly political in nature.
She told us at KTAR she wants the office to focus on the core mission of fighting and prosecuting crime, fraud, other offenses. Defenders of that student debt lawsuit says it protects Arizona taxpayers who never went to college from having to pay for somebody else's college education. But there's something her predecessor did, something some people are calling spying on innocent Americans, that will continue under Chris Mays, something the ACLU brought to light recently.
We'll defend it, it's just something I disagree with the ACLU.
This is a formerly secret surveillance program that the Arizona Attorney General's Office and the Federal Department of Homeland Security have been working on together since almost the mid-2000s, collecting the financial information of hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of Americans. Those two agencies amassed records of every money wire transfer. We're talking like MoneyGram and Western Union. Any money wire transfer exceeding $500 that was sent to or from Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas, as well as the country of Mexico. And she says, hey, it's going to continue because we're doing this to catch criminals.
So it helps us go after the cartels and drug-related crimes, which are on the rise, and we have to fight. So I do defend this program. I think that the information that is being gathered is appropriate, something that we need, frankly, to do these investigations.
170 million documents were gathered up in this program. So you have to figure to yourself that the criminal element is a tiny sliver of that. But the other people will say, hey, look, if you didn't do anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about.